Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, so Ben, I got kind of an audio segment I want to get into here. By the way, we saw Jesse out there. They will be joining us at 6:40. Can't wait to hear what Jesse thinks about the Dez stuff we did today. But so we had a big argument with KT the other day. And KT was classic. Talking. It was classic. He was talking about how basically Carlton invented, or Alfonso Ribeiro from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air invented the Carlton dance. And the reason this is in the news is because he's suing Fortnite, saying, hey, I invented that. I should get royalties here. Well, we started telling KT, no, he didn't invent that. He was making fun of white people that dance in a corny way, and it's been a joke for years. And then we even showed him the Eddie Murphy clip from Delirious, or maybe that was Raw, in which he's doing the dance. And then I'm sitting there going, wait a minute. It's the dance, you know, KT loves Friends. It's the dance Monica does in the Bruce Springsteen video from when you and I were in junior high of Dancing in the Dark. Well, he's like, no, it's not, you know, and he's being KT.
Because he knew. He knew.
He knew.
Without question, he knew he was right.
Well, as it turns out, Carlton's about to dunk on KT.
On the Fresh Prince, they basically had a script where it said, you know, Carlton dances. And I went, all right, well, how would Carlton dance? And I said, you know what? I know exactly. I'm going to steal it. I stole it from Courtney Cox and Eddie Murphy.
Okay. It's like a combination of both of those?
It's a combo of all of that. Okay. A little bit of me mixed in.
Yeah. Awesome.
You know?
That's cool.
Yeah, I mean,
is that actually how you dance?
The Dancing in the Dark video.
Which one?
Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, yeah.
When he brought Courtney Cox up on stage, she did that dance, and then it was Eddie Murphy's white man dance in his Delirious video.
Are you kidding me? When was that? Do you know where that was from?
Let me look it up real quick. TMZ is actually the one that dug this up.
Can we get KT on? Can we check in with KT, Vacation T?
I blocked him. Do you want to try and call him right?
Yeah.
You try and call him and see if he's answering.
You know, that's exactly what we said it was. It is a dance that personifies an entire race of non-rhythmic people.
It's playing on some old funny racial stereotypes. At least I think they're funny.
Absolutely hilarious, and it's a lot of fun. And we've always known that's what it was.
I have always been a huge fan of race humor if it's not done in a mean-spirited way.
Yeah.
Like, I think Chris Rock does great race humor. I think Bill Burr does great race humor. And I think that Eddie Murphy thing, it's not like, oh my God, he's offending my race. This is so, it's like, no, it's not. We have these funny cultural things that people tend to identify with, and it happens. It's not a big deal. It's not mean-spirited or hateful, unless like you're carrying around all this angst and you're all caught up in racism as it is. Joining us now, Ben, on the hotline, is one Kevin Vacationing Turner Fun Tweets. Hey, dumbass.
Hello.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm just sitting out here on an island out in the Caribbean, watching the waves.
Nice.
Sipping on a cold Dos Equis beer.
Are you streaming the show while you're there?
What?
Have you heard the Carlton audio?
No.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah. Well, I want to hear your thoughts on it again, though, because I'm on one of your sides, and I can't remember which one. I want to hear your side. Skin just said his side. What are you saying about that dance, that Carlton is suing Fortnite over that dance? You're saying it was his original work?
No, I just said he is the one who made it the Carlton, and it became a pop culture phenomenon because of him.
Well, hold on.
Dance.
I seem to recall that when we made you pull up the Bruce Springsteen and Eddie Murphy videos, you were arguing that that wasn't the dance.
Yeah, it's not close at all, yeah.
Okay, let's go ahead and play the audio. Here's Alfonso Ribeiro from many years ago explaining to KT how KT's wrong.
On the Fresh Prince, they basically had a script where it said, you know, Carlton dances. And I went, all right, well, how would Carlton dance? And I said, you know what? I know exactly. I'm going to steal it. I stole it from Courtney Cox and Eddie Murphy.
Okay. It's like a combination of both
it's
of those?
It's a combo of all of that. Okay. A little bit of me mixed in.
Yeah. Awesome.
You know?
That's so cool.
Yeah, I mean,
is that actually how you dance?
The Dancing in the Dark video.
Which
Bruce
one?
Springsteen.
Oh, yeah.
When he brought Courtney Cox up on stage, she did that dance, and then it was Eddie Murphy's White Man Dance in his Delirious video.
That was from 2012, Tizzle. Would you like to step back and take a look at yourself?
Hold on. So what are we admitting? Am I just supposed to bask in the glory of being dunked on by Carlton?
Yes, you are. Woohoo! Happy vacation, KT.
Dude, that's pretty awesome. That's actually a Christmas gift to me that Carlton vacation? Dunked on me for Christmas.
That is a great thing. But can you believe that? It's like the argument, like all of a sudden evidence surfaces of the exact argument. That just sucks. I mean, because this was mainly between you guys. But I hate that. Somebody was going to win that thing, but he had to give you the exact evidence you needed there to dunk on KT's skin.
He called the dance to Princeton, huh? Is that what he said?
No, you're thinking of Jason Garrett. Jason Garrett does a dance called the Princeton.
I honestly think, watching footage, it is closer to the Courtney Cox. Watching the Eddie Murphy thing, I did not think Eddie Murphy was doing that. Because there was just more of his body... lower body involved. I didn't think it was that close on the Eddie Murphy video.
Based on the time period, quite honestly, I do think Eddie Murphy is making fun of the Dancing in the Dark video. Because even if you watch the video, it's like the Monica chick is so sheepishly dancing. It's really terrible. Hey, are you already in Olney?
No, I'm in the Caribbean.
Okay. Do you want to stick around and hear some audio that you're not going to believe? Or do you want us to hang up on you?
No, I'll stay.
All right, Ben. So you guys will remember when my buddy Luke Sardello of Josie Records found a 45 by an artist named Kay Gale.
Yeah.
And she had released a song called The Theme Song of the Dallas Cowboys. Let's go ahead and revisit that song a little bit. So if you haven't heard it before, here's what it sounded like.
Yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yo, it's the theme song of the Dallas Cowboys. Yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yo, it's the theme song of the Dallas heroes. Crowds and great big crowds, their voices roar, loud and clear. Sweet is the happy sound from everywhere of the victory cheer. Pull back, the lineman, the team is ready, ready to play the big game in all its exciting glory. They run, they jump, they fly, with the ball right through the air. Millions of people are watching the Dallas Cowboys from everywhere. And now look at the pretty girls, the cheerleaders all aglow. They're like the sweet spring roses, full of color and full of joy. The Dallas Cowboys, the team, is the pride of every Texan, young and old. The Dallas Cowboys, the team, is more precious than all the shining gold. Yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yo, it's the team song of the Dallas Cowboys. Yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yo, it's the theme song of the Dallas heroes. Crowd and great big crowd, the voices roar, loud and clear. Sweet is the happy song from everywhere of the victory's cheer.
You know, it's possible that the Cowboys all heard this song before the game against the Colts.
Well, if
and
you
that's
remember,
what led to that.
If you remember, we played the song right before the 5-game win streak started.
I feel like they listened to it before the loss.
So we talked about that. That song's amazing for many different reasons. One is that no particular part of the musicality of the song matches anything else. They're all playing unique, independent rhythms. And also, she has this melody that is real meandering, and she sings it, and you think it's going somewhere, and then it's like she's making it up as she goes along. Well, that was an artist named Kay Gale. Ben, I got a text message from my buddy Luke yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And to put you guys in the Christmas spirit, Here is Kay Gale with Santa Claus.
Oh.
Santa Claus, Santa Claus, how you must love little girls and boys to work so hard in the land of snow just to make a Christmas toy. Santa Claus, Santa Claus, Santa Claus, in every land little girls and boys waiting for you with hearts full of joy, waiting to see a bright new toy. So this Christmas, there's a present for you from me. You'll find it when you come down our chimney. Stockings big and long, all woolly and strong, they'll keep you warm and snug on many a winter night. And next Christmas, please fill them with toys for me and bring them right down, down our chimney. Santa Claus, Santa Claus, Santa Claus, how you must love little girls and boys to work so hard in the land of snow just to make a Christmas tune.
Did she say do it so hard in the land of snow? Okay, and is she Spanish now? That she had an accent there. Is she Latin?
She may have been Latin before, but she toned it down for the theme song of the Dallas Cowboys.
Her name is Kay Gale.
The great Kay Gale. What'd you think of that, Chippy?
I think she's got something.
What did you think, KT?
I thought that guitar playing was really frantic. It made me nervous.
She's got this amazing ability.
That's a great description. The whole song makes everyone nervous.
She's got an amazing ability where you go, man, she's just making up notes as she goes. But then at the end of it, she always comes back to the original part that makes you realize, oh, my God, she actually wrote this.
Well, here's you heard our song, Fort Worth?
Yes, I have heard her song, Fort Worth. It's really good. But I want to stay in the Christmas spirit, guys, because if you flip that 7-inch 45 over to the other side, you wonder if Christmas could come every single day.
If Christmas could come to every heart each day, what a wonderful world this would be day after day. Little heartaches and tears would have no place to stay. If Christmas could come to every heart each day. If Christmas could come to every home each day, little girls and boys would grow up one bright new day. Their young hearts full of love and with sweet memories. If Christmas could come to every home each day.
What do you think so far?
Loving mothers and fathers, always the same day after day.
Always the same?
Friends and neighbors and helping hands along the way. Baskets full of good things and shiny new toys to play. If Christmas could come to every country each day. If Christmas could come to every heart each day, what a wonderful world this would be day after day. Little heartaches and tears would have no place to stay. If Christmas could come to every heart each day.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Yeah. That's I'm super curious now. I need to know more. I mean, are there? Is she from here?
I think she's from Fort Worth.
Because we need to find out as much as we can if she's got any, you know, family that still lives here. What is her name? Kegel?
Kegel. Kegel. No, Kegel. That's an exercise. Yeah.
Kegel.
Kegel. Man, we get some really good text messages whenever we play these, and there's two back to back that were inspiring. One was this guy said, "What is a Christmas toe?" And then the other one was the guy that texted in and said simply, "This bitch goes hard."
Oh, It felt like the guitar track on there was like a 13-year-old in the acoustic part at Guitar Center.
It does. It does. You do get the sense that there's just people doing their own thing. And it's just like some, like, it's an art class or something, and like nobody talked about what they were going to do.
Right.
But maybe there's a teacher that shows when it's going to end or begin, and then everyone just goes off and does their own things.
I think so.
She's singing lyrics, but she's really just an instrument that's freestyling like the rest of the instruments.
They'll keep you warm and snug on many a winter night. And next Christmas, please fill them with toys for me.
Well, wait, and bring her, them but, right down. Again, she's got a Latin flair there. And in when she sings the song about full back, she does not sound
Latin.
You
want to hear that again? I didn't know if you wanted to hear it. Can you play the theme song?
Of course.
I love these drums.
It's my ringtone.
It's the theme song of the Dallas Cowboys. Yippee-ki-yay-yippee-ki-yo. It's the theme song of the Dallas Heroes. Crowds and great big crowds, their voices roar loud and clear. Sweet is the happy sound from everywhere of the victory's cheer. Fullback, the lineman, the team is ready. Ready to play the big game in all its exciting glory. They run, they jump, they fly with the ball right through the air. Millions of people are watching the Dallas Cowboys from everywhere. And now look at the pretty girls, the cheerleaders all aglow. They're like the sweet spring roses, full of color and full of joy. The Dallas Cowboys, the team, is the pride of every Texan young and old.
The team!
The Dallas Cowboys, the team, is more precious than all the shining gold.
It's more precious?
Yippee-ki-yay-yippee-ki-yo. It's the team song of the Dallas Cowboys. Yippee-ki-yay-yippee-ki-yo. It's the team song of the Dallas Heroes. Crowds and great big crowds, their voices roar loud and clear.
This is just really hard to deal with.
Merry Christmas.
That's a tough one to dance to the words.
Yeah, man.
KT,
I think I imagine her being like the first grade teacher that you walk in on meditating and putting glue all over her face.
Mrs. Lippy.
Mrs. Lippy.
Hey, I think that there may be a prisoner in Huntsville on death row that they're going to make listen to that song. No, they're going to make
instead
that prison.
Instead of watch Monday Night Football this week, Broncos and Raiders.
That's right. I'm hearing that. Are you hearing that?
I think they're going to make a prisoner record this song.
They're going to make him watch the Broncos and Raiders on Monday Night Football and crank up the television broadcast.
I can't wait to see Derek Carr's runs after catch.
Well,
no offense.
Hey, Kevin, you have a good vacation, bro. Thanks for everything.
I don't think you meant that.
Hey, enjoy the Caribbean, man. Don't get sunburned out there.
Yeah, I'm about to go ride a shark.
A shark?
Shart?
What?
Gross.
That's a weird way of just leaving it in there.
8 seconds.
You're going to ride it instead of change underwear.
Guys, I'm riding this one. Woo!
Hey, KT, should we podcast you getting dunked on?
No, I think Carlton's got the rules and he'll sue if you put it online.
That's true.
TMZ owns it. We got clearance. You're podcasting that. Plus, we have those amazing songs.
Later, KT. We love you.
We're podcasting it.
There he goes. Kevin KT Turner. The great Kevin KT Turner.
Bye, Kevin.
By the way, is somebody working on that Dez podcast? Are we going to get that?
I will do it after the show.
Okay. You're going to be here till midnight.
Yep.
Thank you for everything. Thank you for your commitment to the force.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.